I am fantastic today.
Well, I see you are up to it again, doing some good in the neighborhood, and this time you're taking it to Fayetteville, which is awesome.
Fayetteville, North Carolina. That's where we're going. Last time we was in Fayetteville in a major meeting was in 2005, and so we're there in 13. And I'm calling Devin this year. 13 is the year of the leap over, so I'm living in 14 already. And yes, sir. No, nothing bad is going to come nigh our dwelling. And so we believe in God for this to be a really, really great time. It's called Warfare Ecology, which is the study of deliverance and spiritual warfare.
What made you want to do this conference, Bishop?
Well, my area of ministry is the area of deliverance, but I came up in a deliverance church that was binding people more than setting them free with a lot of myths and misconceptions. And so for the past 11, 12 years, I've been going through the Bible and dispelling a lot of the myths that people have that thinks in the Bible, which really, really is not in the Bible. And then I wrote the book, Warfare Ecology, the study of spiritual warfare and deliverance, and Jesus came to set the captive free, and freeing people so that they could worship God but not be over-spiritual. And that's where the idea came from. And so I decided this year, through the unctioning of the Holy Spirit, to take it on the road. And so we went to a few cities, and then we came to Durham, North Carolina, and now we're in Fayetteville, and only the Lord knows. We went to Atlanta, and only the Lord knows where we're going to go from here.
I really enjoyed the one you did in Durham, and it was great to just dispel a lot of misconceptions and different interpretations in the Bible. Also, you're going to have a great panel for Monday the 25th. You have Pastor Patrick Wooden, Pastor Gary Allen, Pastor Troy Williams, Pastor Jeffrey White, Pastor Charles Robinson Sr., and a bunch of others. What are some of the topics you guys are going to touch on?
Gun control, youth violence, the resigning of the Pope. What we feel that the Pope has resigned, but there's more to it. And we believe that things will unfold in the next few days prophetically. As it relates to that, the shooting with the kids in Sandy, sex and sexuality, and the gospel of inference, which a lot of people use scriptures to infer things that is not really saying. Like Deuteronomy 22:5 says, a woman shall not wear that which pertains to a man. And somebody came up with the bright idea that says, if you wear pants, you're going to hell. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be dealing with things of that nature.
And everything gets started on Sunday.
Starting Sunday night through Tuesday, it's 2-day sessions on Tuesday, on Monday and Tuesday day session. Services open up on Sunday night, and it's at the Holiday Inn Bordeaux in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Services start at 7:30.
Why do people need to come to this conference, Bishop?
You need to be there because you need to properly appropriate the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you need to present to the world a clear message of who Jesus is. And you need to walk in freedom and total deliverance and get rid of the religious dogma. That's what you need. And so in coming to a meeting like this, we can help to dispel those myths in your life and get you free from the ghost of condemnation. The ghost of condemnation is your past constantly haunting you to the point where you feel that God doesn't love you and God can't protect you, or if you left the church, you're cursed, all that. We want to dispel that so that you can be a wholesome, balanced believer of Jesus Christ and loving life, loving vacations, loving your children, loving your life. And that's what it's about.
Also, this series is going to be shown on the Word Network. So in addition to coming and being spiritually filled, also, who knows, you may see yourself on television.
There you go. Well, I tell you one thing. I saw the program that you were on, and you was all over television.
Oh, was I? Oh, yes. Great, great. Well, listen, I'm going to be a guest moderator, co-moderator, and it was a great experience for me when you did it in Durham, and I'm looking forward to being with you Monday night on the 25th for Warcology in this series that you're doing. I think it's much needed for the community, and I just commend you for doing this because it's just the timing is perfect.
Thank you so much. It's free and open to the public. The registration is free, but we're asking people to call because we have seating issues. And Jerry, you know when you were there, we were packed, standing room only.
That's right.
Thanks be to God. Most of my events, if not all of them, are standing room only. And so We want to get there early so you can get a good seat and be a part of this, and it's going to be great. We got Patrick Wooden coming, and anytime Patrick Wooden is there,
he's a bad, bad man. He knows his Bible inside and out.
He knows his Bible inside and out, and he knows history.
Yes,
he knows history. He knows law, and he knows the Constitution.
No doubt about it. He is a bad brother. Well, Bishop, yes, thank you for your time. We look forward to it. And again, God bless you and everything that you do.
Thank you so much. God bless.